Hello everyone and welcome to Podcast by Dr. Dad. This is Podcast by Dr. Dad 2.0, and in this particular season we will invite highly distinguished guests in the industry. To start with, we are taking a very delicate topic of bullying. As we have seen that how common it has become, where we are seeing the smaller kids are being bullied by the elder kids and also the weaker are being bullied by the stronger kids. There is a lot of peer-to-peer bullying that's happening, and sometimes it does take turns which is so devastating for the not only for the student but also for the family. Therefore, we today have called Dr. Priya Mathur, who is the director of a school in New Delhi called Modern International, and she will be with us telling about different scenarios that she has encountered in her 15-year journey so far being as an educationist. So she would be talking to us about different aspects of bullying that she has encountered in her 15 years journey as an educationist, and maybe give us certain tips for us parents that how do we identify if our child is not speaking about bullying as such. So I would say welcome Priya to our show at Dr. Dad.
Thank you, Dr. Dad, for giving me such a platform. It's actually a pleasure to be here.
That's wonderful. Even I am really excited to get this podcast started. My first question to you would be, how common is it to see students being bullied these days? Like, I remember when we were in school, bullying had always been there. I think from time immemorial, bullying has been a part of any institutional education system where, you know, one person shows the other person the strength that person has, sometimes in a very unfair means. Like, how common is it to see, especially these days, in school scenarios?
It is still there. It is still there, and it can be of different forms. Maybe sometimes it is related to your status, sometimes it is related to your religion, sometimes it is related to your personality. But bullying you will keep seeing in ups and downs. But at the same time, yes, there have been a lot of awareness also regarding the bullying part in the schools.
That's right. Actually, we do come across so many systems now are being in place, and especially things that are coming to surface and people know about if some incident has happened somewhere, thereby senior staff and even the staff in general being very cautious about this topic in school as
absolutely,
a whole.
Absolutely, absolutely. The teachers are much aware of bullying part, and they are helping the students also at their own level, apart from the committees which are being made in the schools.
Okay, that's great. So, I mean, if you can just share some light on what are the different sort of examples, if I must say, or some kinds of bullying these days. Of course, one being the cyberbullying, which is very common because kids using internet to such an extent and almost all the time. And it's not only that they are they're using it in excess. Sometimes it's so necessary for students to use internet, but sometimes it's kind of misused too.
So see, the kids are actually innocent. Mm-hmm. So basically they are not aware. For them, the bullying on the cyber is a fun. Most of the cases, individually one or two cases may be different, but most of the cases they do it for the fun's sake.
So when kids are bullying other kids, you mean to say? Yeah.
They are bullying the other kids, or they are making the memes or or something of different sorts, or they are doing that the trick photography or something. They're doing it for the fun's sake, but they don't understand that it actually affects the person who is involved in that picture. So it mentally gives a very wrong impact to that person. It can take that child to a depression sort of a thing, or maybe in worse conditions, because for them it was just a fun, but for the person who has suffered that bullying,
it can go anywhere, right? So this is like one thing. And how about like other examples of bullying that you see or you've heard of, like in your departments and otherwise?
The most of the common thing which I think I have seen in my school, you must have seen in your schooling, that the seniors and the juniors, that bullying has been there in all the organizations, all the institutions, that I am your senior and you have to listen to me. And juniors being juniors, they understand that, yes, he's my senior and we have to do it. So sometimes the things which are being done by them are okay, but sometimes there are things which should not take place. They also take place. So we have to make them sure that the juniors, we have to teach the juniors that you don't have to be scared of the seniors. Mm-hmm. If it is something which can be considered as a respect to the senior, it is okay. But if you are getting scared and you are doing something which is not okay with you,
uncomfortable for them,
then so, you should not do it, and you can approach the teacher.
Right, that's actually very right. You know, so I'm a doctor, and having studied in a medical school, we came across so many instances when we were juniors, you know, where either we have heard somebody having this experience or ourselves have had this experience, which is not very comfortable at times. And especially in the recent times, we have heard so many bad news around, you know, ragging and other things, and which is definitely leading to very sad ends. One thing that I've realized in the recent past is that colleges and other institutes have become very, very strict around ragging and other sort of bullying. And which is actually great, which is really good and needed, because I feel that there is no particular check where the person who's bullying can go up to. And sometimes these kids being kids, they don't understand the line and they cross that line, and it can be detrimental not only to them, to the other person and to the family as a whole. So these bodies are really doing a good job in that case.
That is exactly what I said, and I would like to continue with that children are innocent and they don't know that what is bullying for the other person is fun for them.
Mm-hmm.
But only creating the committees or strictness will not solve our problem, because we are not telling the kids. We are trying to punish them for something which even they are not aware of, that what wrong they have done.
And probably that aggravates the problem further at times.
Exactly, because I have an experience of seeing, which is very common, that the stream-wise students feel that, okay, we are superior because we are from the science stream and the humanities ones are not superior to us. So we need to explain that both the streams have equal benefits. The IAS comes from the humanities background. The doctors comes from the science background. So both the streams are equally important.
Yes.
So this has come as a ancestral thing to us, that science is superior.
Yeah, I mean, that's such a rigid mindset that had been going on. And the good part, I would say, in the education system these days is that these boundaries are being dissolved. You know, because off late, we are seeing so many people from all the backgrounds doing so many different things that were not there earlier. It's a brand new start for so many careers. Like, I feel that a lot of diversification is coming, especially now in India, with the new startup culture, with the new entrepreneurial boom.
So as an educationist, I have this thing that the students should be told about the things and explain them, instead of just telling them that this is wrong.
Right, absolutely.
Because then only they will understand that why it is wrong,
uh-huh,
and why they should not do it.
Making them understand the consequences that the other person is facing because
absolutely.
Of that. Right? Yes.
This will build up their moral values also, and they will become, end of the output will be that they will become a good human being, which is very essential.
So true. Actually, you know, I have another question. So we were talking about medical schools, we were talking about the senior classes, but I also want to address in this podcast the younger kids. At what age do you think the smaller kids start bullying each other? Like, it's a very gray area, and it's something that we don't really often see, but I'm sure it's there.
See, so it is, now there is no age limit.
Mm-hmm.
I can see in class 1 also, I can see in class 2. Levels are different.
True. Take actually
care. So for them, for the first class student, it may be a different level altogether, like a pencil or something. For class 4, it will be a different level, because they are not only learning from the school or somewhere, they are learning from their surrounding.
True.
So specific to the school students or the institute students, no, it has to be done socially altogether. The bullying should stop altogether.
Correct. Actually, speaking of the younger age, I'll tell you an example. Just I think last weekend I was at my brother's place, and my brother has beautiful, cute little daughter. She's like around 4.5 years old. She goes in, I think, KG, I guess, yeah. And you won't believe it. Like, she didn't want to go to the school the next morning. And we were just generally talking. I wanted to know that why you don't want to go to school, because of some student named X. I said, why? What did she do? And she was like, no, Chachu, I went to, there was a break happened, and we were eating food, and I said something bad. And that bad thing, according to her, was, oh my God, this food is like so bad. I think my cook doesn't know how to cook. That's it. And this other the other girl started telling that you will do this, you will give me your sharpener, you will give me your rubber, you will not do this, you will not sit with me, you will sit with her, you will, all those things. She started by telling her that if you don't do that, I will tell what you told to me to the teacher.
Yeah, this lots happen in the school.
Yeah, I mean, if you try to understand, she didn't even really say anything so wrong that she should be scared of. And how these things play so much in the child's mind. Me as a pediatrician can understand this, because these are very tiny things that can have a very, very long effect on child's mentality as a whole, the shaping of it. But that brings me to my next question. Like, so most of our listeners are parents or parents-to-be. So what's your advice to them? And also, what value should they give to the child so that the child doesn't bully other children?
One is, the child should not bully the other children. And one is, they should not support bullying.
Bullying happening, even to their peers.
Even to their peers. Because in most of the cases, the 90% students are actually so scared of taking the name of the child if a child is bullying somebody, that I feel bad about this part, that in today's world, 90% student together cannot take the name of a single child when they know that the person is doing wrong. Mm-hmm. Though maybe out of 90%, 45% thinks that if we'll take the name of the child may suffer some punishments or mm-hmm. something. Mm-hmm. So they do it for the good. Mm-hmm. But they don't understand that the person who is doing bad will keep on doing the bad till the time it will not be told.
But the listeners would want to know what, as parents, they can do so that the child can inculcate this behavior.
So they need to sit with the child. They need to talk to them. They need to give them the environment in which a child is free to come and tell them that this is what has happened to me or what has happened in my class, and somehow I am not happy with this. I don't think it is okay. So the parent can further guide them that, see, this is right, this is wrong. This is how life should be. And you should not support this. You should go and say about this part and stand by that child.
Uh-huh. So basically, I think one of the scenarios that we see in Indian households is that the moment the child tells something to the parent, the parents reacts. They don't really respond. They react. Like, you know, I heard this thing sometime back on the internet, says that if you try to respond instead of reacting, 99% of your problems will get solved. And I've seen it in my household, in my relatives, in my friends. When the child tries to tell certain thing, the parents always snaps at it. I feel that's where the children get, you know, kind of scared and telling everything, right?
And this is where we are going wrong. The parents should understand that in the 21st century, they should be more of a friend to your child, because no other friend can be better friend than the parents.
It is so true. It is so true.
And the most important thing is that a parent will be able to explain them in detail what is right throughout their experience, through their experiences. And they should tell them, the most important thing is that they have a fear, the parents have a fear that if they will be friendly with their kids, they might not respect them.
Take them for granted.
There will be no barrier what mm-hmm. is to be said, in which manner, in mm-hmm. which tone. Mm-hmm. So this has to be explained to the kids that, yes, bicha, I am your friend, but we should never forget that the respect should always be there.
Mm-hmm, bilkul.
And at the same time, the friendship will be there.
Yes, yes. I think so. That's a wonderful advice, Dr. Priya, there. And I hope our listeners would have gained something out of this podcast. And I once again thank you on the behalf of Dr. Dad to have you with us. If there is just like our tradition of podcasting goes like this, we always take one take-home message. So what would that one take-home message from your side before we end this podcast?
Tell your child to be a good human being. Rest, everything will come.
Thank you so much. That's a lovely words from your side. And I wish you all the best. And thank you so much, our listeners, for listening to this podcast. Please subscribe to us if you haven't already, so you can get the notification of every episode that comes on being. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Dr. Gaurav, for such a beautiful platform of Dr. Dad.
Thank you. Thank you.